Yeah, it's past time to start, so I'm going to get started. Looking for where we're starting tonight. That's going to be on 16, right in between 16 and 17, starting that new section there called General Natural Providence and Preservation of Creation. And he started that last week, but didn't go very far. And we are on the pages run out to 34, too. So you should have pages up to page 34 with those. The new ones are coming out just now. And some of these ran out, and I'll have to run more of them and get a chance. The copier's running. I knew when I set that up, it seems like when this sets for a while, then it will not start back running. Probably going to go way back here. I'm thinking, Ernie, I should have had you go ahead and bring that up. What I've got. I won't do that again. I've tried to, if you set these up, they won't hold for some reason, or I can't get it to. This does not want to play at all. This may go now.
This is a production of the World Radio Bible School. To God be the
glory. Yeah. Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio or video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. I knew this was going to be a deep study. And it is very deep. A lot of concepts tonight are not the ones that are easy to understand. But he does a good job of explaining these things. The thing about election, predestination, he explained that all. And it's one of those lessons I was sitting there thinking, I could listen to this 10 times and not pick up everything that he's talked about. But he makes the main point there. This is the main point. God knows all. He knows these things are going to happen, but he does not make people do them. A lot of people teach predestination, that someone, before they were born, they were predestined, and there's nothing they can do about it. Yes, there is. We have the choice. And if you read New Testament over and over again, the apostles, Jesus, they all taught, we have a choice in that, whether we obey or we don't obey. Whether we believe or we don't believe. So he pointed that out very well. So that's something to keep in mind. But I'm thinking I'll be listening to this several times again because it does explain things that I think that are mistaught by many people. I was thinking that we have some kids here, and maybe we'll put up one of those on Wonders of Creation. I was looking at one of those today. For the kids to watch on that and maybe go back through those again. I don't remember whether we watched this back when we went through those, but I'm not sure about that. Maybe you remember. This one's on the blue whale, and it has some amazing facts when you listen to it. If I can get that up, this thing's still giving me some trouble. There we go. Thank you.
There's big, and then there is the blue.
Okay, we've got everybody in here. We'll go ahead with this.
Elephants are big, but they aren't blue whale big.
Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along.
The first of its kind must have been created by an intelligent designer.
And who was that intelligent designer? God. You think about the things that they try to get you to believe in evolution. They can't find anything to prove the things that they're telling you, like how the whale got all these things and how much different it is from the animal they say it comes from. So none of that's proved. And then they'll say things about the Bible. They don't have proof for these things either. So we've allowed this to happen in our schools where they teach this, and there ought to be some backlash on that, where that you're able to teach the Bible, what the Bible says about how animals were made. But so far that they try to separate that, but then they put this in that isn't proved and try to say that it is fact and it isn't. So that's our first one, and maybe we'll go through these. Hope everyone keeps coming. Good to see the young people here again this evening.
Hey, Mark,
Song of 478. Of course, after you mark that, I'd like to do the song right beside it there for 479. 479 we'll start off with, and we'll do both songs with first and last verses. And after this song here, I asked Brother Tom if he would do our minds and our opening prayer tonight. But we'll do 479, the first and last. I'm satisfied with just the college below, a little silver and a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that this time for the opening prayer.
thank you so much for being here tonight to learn more about your providence. How great, wonderful, powerful, and awesome you are. More than our minds can comprehend. Help us, though, to be faithful and obey you every day we live. We make mistakes, help us do better. We pray you help us win souls to live in this church and do acts that will grow. If there's anyone here tonight who needs to be baptized in Christ, that they'll have that opportunity tonight before it's too late. Give all the sick tonight, and thank you, God, for Jesus. In his holy name, amen.
You may be seated. Tonight, in offering the invitation, I thought we'd kind of go through the song here, 478, about no tears in heaven. You know, reading that song out, it says, no tears in heaven, no sorrows given. All will be glory in that land. There will be no sadness. All will be gladness when we shall join that happy band. Glory is waiting up yonder, where we shall spend an endless day. There with our Savior will be forever. There will be no more sorrow can dismay. Some morning yonder we'll cease to ponder our things this life has brought to view. All will be clear, saved ones be dear. In heaven all will be made new. Our goal is to go to heaven. Just like this song, it talks about, it says, no tears. There's going to be no tears up there. And there's going to be no sorrow. And there will be no more pain. I could tell you this. I know with myself, and I know every one of us in here could probably say something about how we feel. You know, like I can tell you, my knees tell me when it's going to rain. Because that's how sore they are half the time. And right now, the doctor tells me he can't do anything about them. But I can tell you when it's going to rain, as my knees tell me. And there's other things. And I know every one of us in here, we can talk about all the pain that we have. Different elements, different things that's going on. But just like in this song here, it talks about no tears in heaven. You know, when we get to heaven, we're not going to have any pain. We're not going to have to worry about any sorrow. Best way it's said, we're not going to have to worry about any work schedule. Because we're going to be up there. You know, and the thing is, you know, just like I said, in that song, it talks about no tears. We're not going to have any fears. You know, just like Diane's going to go, I know she's going to have a cast put on her arm. You know, but that remains that it's going to get better. And every one of us, like I said, every one of us has little ailments, little things that goes on. But we're not going to have to worry about that when we get to heaven. You know, we're not going to have to worry about all the broken bones or hurting bones or any sorrow. Not even going to have to worry about anything at all. Because we know God will take care of it for us. So if there's any needs or anything like that, I'll ask you to come forward while we stand and sing this song of 478. We'll do the first and last verses of this song. No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There be no sadness, all no tears up there, sorrow and pain will all end.
few announcements we'll go over from Sunday. Gospel meeting coming up on the 6th through the 8th with Monk Mark Tonkray. Be our speaker. Wednesday night, or Sunday nights will be at 7 p.m. Monday and Tuesday, 7 p.m. So keep that in mind. Randolph's going to have a patio praise, and that'll be Saturday on the 21st. Also, we got some couple things from both of them from Norville Park. Ladies of Norville Park Church of Christ invite you to their annual Ladies Day, Ladies Inspiration Day. That will be October 5th, I think. Yeah, October 5th. And we'll put this information back on the bulletin board. Also, they're going to have a Wednesday a.m. Bible class. This is going to be about grief and how handle grief and some of the biblical answers for grief and how to help handle that. And that's going to start on September 18th and it'll go through March 2025. That'll be from 10:30 to 11:30 each Wednesday. We'll put this back on the bulletin board. Is there anything that I've missed, I should know about, don't know about?
We did find out today that Janice Peaton, from the Shawnee Church of Christ, getting out of the hospital is loaded. We think she was operated on a new wire, just getting out of the hospital. So quite a few. Yeah.
Keep Janice in your prayers.
Maybe a new one, Dave.
I thought I heard.
I talked to Brandon. She sent me a picture of him during the rehab. She said that he's been doing really good here. So he's getting stronger. Also, you keep calling in your prayers. He's having a hard time with his Tourette's. He's not feeling too well today. We freaked you out for having to take him. So you keep him in your prayers.
Nothing else? You have a closing prayer, Jim?
Our Almighty God and loving Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the love that you have for us and the love that Christ had. So thankful, Father, for the privilege we had of coming here this evening and learning about your word, about your care for each one of us, your ability in the creation of all animals, everything that's in existence. We pray now that you'll be with each one of us, and as those mentioned here tonight, that you'll be with them and the things that they're facing right now, that you might give them courage and strength, and they might quickly be healed as it would be your will. We pray now that you go with each one of us and watch over us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.